Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and we have a lot to cover during the 5 o'clock hour here. We're going to drop in Five Flag Speedway. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NAIA soccer tournament happening over at Brosnahan. But we'll also talk about, of course, we got the boat parades rolling tonight on Pensacola Beach, as well as on the Blackwater up in Milton, and the run amok pajama goats up in Bratt. We'll be talking about a lot of things to cover, but thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate the ride home this afternoon, and we'll be taking care of you with a lot of interesting information to pass along. Here's one I want to pass on to you. The FBI and cyber defense officials warning bait. We were talking about texting a few minutes ago, Austin. This is yes. Where we're going with this. Warning basically every smartphone user in America, watch who and how you text. Something's going on here, and Kelly Sabarini has the details.
A Chinese espionage group hacked at least 8 U.S. telecommunications agencies, according to the U.S. government, and they may still be lingering. It's believed to be the largest such attack on American telecommunications firms in our nation's history. The group is named Salt Typhoon, and it's linked to China's Ministry of Public Security, and it's the same group attached to the attacks on both the Trump and Harris campaigns leading up to the election. The information collected is metadata from roughly 150 individuals in the greater D.C. area. The U.S. says classified information has not yet been accessed. China has said the U.S. is smearing and slandering China by spreading misinformation about the scope of the attacks. Kelly Sabarini, Fox Business.
All right.
TikTok.
Yes. And, you know, TikTok. Yeah, TikTok is not. This isn't the last time we're going to hear that name tonight, actually.
You got it.
But also, last hour, we touched on some of this, you know, jambalaya that's stirring around when it comes to pardons and stuff on the Biden side of things. Well, another story on that. White House saying circumstances changed related to President Biden changing his mind on pardoning his son, Hunter. Karine Jean-Pierre claimed Republicans weren't going to let up and added recent President-elect Trump appointees said they were looking for retribution. The pardon came after Biden repeatedly said he would allow the process of the law to play out. And Hunter was also set to be sentenced later this month in a separate criminal case after pleading guilty in September on federal tax evasion charges, with the pardon expected to cover both the gun charges conviction and guilty plea.
I'm so glad the Biden administration has that crystal ball. You know, they know what people are thinking and everything else there.
Well, and that's the thing. I think, and I don't say this as a political opinion. I think this is just, I don't think it's political. I think it's being practical. You're just trying to justify it. It does not surprise me at all that a guy would pardon his son. Now we're just kind of, you know, talking out the back of it, right? We're trying to, looking back, okay, here's how we can justify it, blah, 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 and just try to move past it. And of course, that's not going to fly. People are going to be upset.
Here's the question. Can you justify a lie? That's the question.
It's difficult.
Well, are you trying to squirm out of this?
No. What I'm saying is it's difficult to justify a lie. I can think of some hypothetical scenarios, but maybe not this one.
All right. Two and holding so far. What the heck am I talking about? It's the annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign, adding 2 red bulbs so far this year. During the month-long campaign, wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations. This includes select government buildings. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. So there's your explanation in terms of what are those 2 red bulbs doing on that reef. There you go.
Now you know. And something else you can know about is traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, only a few spots of note. 9 Mile, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, got some backups there. Highway 90 still looking miserable if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, or eastbound coming from Dogwood Drive heading into downtown Milton. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway. Got some little backups there if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, It's gotten chillier, 49 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Saturday is going to be a bit warmer, quote-unquote, high of 60, low of 47. And then Sunday, we're going to see that huge ramp up with some rain on the horizon, high of 69, low of 61.
And if you're accessing the News Radio 92.3 app, you'll one of the stories I put in there, it's kind of a story asking parrot heads to act now. And you're probably saying, okay, what are we talking about? You know what I'm talking about. If you're interested in that margarita specialty license plate, the Florida legislature, of course, it approved it this year to honor Jimmy Buffett. You might want to hurry if you want one of those plates. The specialty plates in Florida must get at least 3,000 pre-sales before the first one comes off the press, and there's a limited time to do it. I was real disappointed in the lack of interest on the fact of all the Jimmy Buffett fans here in the state of Florida. I'm going to give you some examples here. As of November 25th, 1,589 of the margarita plate pre-sales have been bought since it went on sale October 1st. You know that I went down to DMV and laid my money down waiting for that. Interested parrot heads only need to buy 1,411 more to get the plates made.
Wow.
So you can access, go to our website or go up to the app. It's titled Parrot Heads Need to Act Now. See what I'm talking about. Is this a guilt trip? You bet it is.
Alrighty. There's some mixed reactions to the news that the Softly Field Minimum Security Prison Camp will be closing next year. Heard about that recently. The head of the American Federation of Government Employees released a statement saying, quote, "The loss of skilled and dedicated workers will exacerbate the process of the existing staffing crisis," unquote. The closure affecting around 100 people who work at the Pensacola facility currently. But the Bureau of Prison says that they will be offered jobs at other federal facilities later. The prison expected to close in around 9 months. After that, the Navy will demolish the building.
519 News Radio 92.3, clock is ticking. Can you hear it? You have until tomorrow to drop off new unwrapped toys for the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign. A list of drop-off locations can be found at PensacolaFLToysForTots.org. You can also bring toys at the main Toys for Tots warehouse. That's over on Mobile Highway, 6655 Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Toys for Tots collects over 20,000 toys annually and distributes them to more than 2,000 economically disadvantaged families. You have until tomorrow to get that toy made.
All righty.
And taken over there.
Just about 520.
Is this a guilt trip? You bet it is.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we're going overtime on guilt trips here.
Back to back guilt trip.
Just about 520 here. We'll take another quick break. When we return, we do have a story about President-elect Trump, someone else that he has appointed for some executive position. And, you know, something we've been talking about with these headlines is that Trump seems to be particularly smitten with the state of Florida. And that trend doesn't appear to be going anywhere. We got details on how and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey there, Pastor James Johnson here with Strength for Life. It was President Franklin D. Roosevelt who declared that December 7th, 1941, is a date that will live in infamy. It was on that day when the Japanese bombed the United States naval base at Pearl Harbor. That attack damaged 21 U.S. ships and more than 300 aircraft. Yet more importantly, that attack killed around 2,400 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and civilians. It's with that tragic day in mind that Strength for Life wants to thank the men and women of our armed forces. Thank you for your sacrifice and service. Thank you for protecting our great country, which, by the way, the United States of America is the greatest country in human history. As a pastor, I feel a debt of gratitude to every military member for enabling me to have the freedom to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. May each American citizen thank God for the gift that is the United States of America. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And in excess.
Yes, I was about to say you're trying to match the tone here.
Yeah, well, I used to really enjoy that band, and still do. I still have a lot of their. Okay, I'll date myself. I still have a lot of their CDs laying around.
I'm even a CDs guy.
Anyway, that's a great song to make your afternoon. Hey, folks, driving home, didn't you enjoy that? I sure did. Have not heard that song from NXS in quite a while. I remember in New Orleans, we were at an Eagles concert in the Superdome, and it was the night that they announced that Michael Hutchins had died in Australia with NXS.
Right.
And, man, that band was such a great dynamic force of music back in those days. And then, boom, gone.
Yeah.
To drugs, you know, so we were just talking. Over my lifetime, I've lost so many friends and to doing these crazy things.
Right.
Stop it. Oh, wait.
Cut it out.
Here I go again. Wait a minute.
Guilt tripping
again. There we are. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, very special day. Let's knock the smiles and laughter off of this one. Tomorrow, of course, marks the 83rd year since the attack on Pearl Harbor. Jeff Manasco has some of its history.
December 7th, 1941, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor at Honolulu. Hundreds of aircraft and ships damaged or destroyed, 2,400 American lives lost in an unprovoked attack that forced President Franklin D. Roosevelt into World War II.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
In 1945, the U.S. dropped two nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and Japan surrendered. 83 years later, Japan, now considered one of our closest allies. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I remember my dad was a vet from World War II and Korea and all, and he pulled into Pearl Harbor on his ship about 3 days after that happened.
Really?
Oh, I remember him telling me these stories. Just incredible. Very important day tomorrow. Do not forget it. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. It's something to remember, that's for sure.
All righty, just past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. All right, for starters, we do have a texter letting us know there was an accident on Garson Point Road.
Uh-oh.
This was in front of the Love's gas station. Traffic backed up in both directions. Can confirm that is a problem. Do see that on our map here. Other spots include if you are traveling, westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis Highway. Got some issues there still. And traffic going both ways on Highway 90 heading towards Blackwater River. If you're coming through downtown Milton trying to get to the river, we do have some backups there traveling eastbound, but also traveling westbound trying to get over the river and into downtown Milton. Got some problems there. As for the weather, 49 degrees, low of 38 tonight. It'll get a bit warmer, and by the end of your weekend, a bit rainier.
That corridor from 9th Avenue Airport heading westbound all the way to Davis Highway this time of the afternoon, I stay away from it.
Sounds like you should.
It is like a raceway over there. So just cool your jets and just keep the speed down to the minimums if you can. It's just a busy road, especially people getting off work, maybe heading to the malls to do some shopping, because that is by the Cordova Mall, and then you've got the Sam's in that area, and you got all the other strip malls. So it is a busy part of the road, so just be extra careful. There is something squirrely going up in New Jersey.
Okay.
And in what I'm talking about are those mystery drone flights. Have you been keeping up with this?
No, I have not.
These mystery drone flights are spotted nightly across the New Jersey skyline, said to be spreading and growing. Well, Therese Crowley is in New Jersey and has this story.
There is no known threat to the public at this time, says New Jersey's Democrat Governor Phil Murphy on X, after calling a briefing with Homeland Secretary Mayorkas. But now neighboring Staten Island joining the call to the FBI and FAA to investigate mysterious drone flights over its marine terminals. Reports of drones flying solo and in fleets started coming in nightly before Thanksgiving, large military-style craft, prompting the FAA to close the airspace over Trump National Golf Club at Bedminster and Picatinny Arsenal. At the Pentagon briefing, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the military has drawn up plans to deal with the sightings, including over Virginia bases. Law enforcement notes it's illegal for a citizen to shoot down a drone. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All right, I mentioned this before the break. President-elect Donald Trump and his love affair with state of Florida officials continues. Let me please give some context on that. He's picked a longtime Homeland Security official from Miami as the next deputy Homeland Security advisor to the White House. Anthony Salisbury is the special agent in charge of Homeland Security investigations in Miami, and his office has investigated crimes ranging from smuggling to human trafficking to financial violations. He'll serve under Stephen Miller, Trump's chief architect, for his mass deportation plan.
Is it just me, or is President-elect Trump taking all of our politicians?
Yeah, I know. Like Notre Dame with quarterbacks from the ACC.
Becoming a common thing. Let's just grab the guy down in Florida.
Yeah, they know how to craft them there. We'll take one of them.
I told you that I was going to give you this information, and we touched on it briefly last hour. 12th annual USO One-Way 5K. Happening tomorrow, participants will walk or run along the runways and taxiways over at Pensacola International. All proceeds go to the USO Northwest Florida, whose mission, of course, is to strengthen the well-being of the people serving in America's military and their families. Well, if you want some more information about it or to sign up, you can still go to runway5k.com. That race getting underway 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at PNS.
I'm John Saucier. The judge overseeing the trial of Marine veteran Daniel Penny, who's accused of using a deadly chokehold on a subway passenger, has dismissed the most serious charge in the case after the jury said they were deadlocked on whether Penny was guilty of second-degree manslaughter and the chokehold death of homeless man Jordan Neely on a New York City subway train last year. The decision now allows jurors to deliberate a lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide, which could carry a lighter punishment than the 15 years Penny had been facing. The NYPD announcing a nationwide manhunt is now on for a suspect accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch emphasized the importance of reporting leads.
1-800-577-TIPS. Our investigators, our detectives, chase down every lead that we get.
They believe that this shooter left New York City the same day as the crime. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. In the wake of the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan this week, ahead of its Investor Day meeting yesterday, health insurer Centene is switching now to a virtual Investor Day instead of a planned in-person event in New York. The early morning shooting of Thompson this week has prompted other major health providers to remove photos of executives and board members from their websites. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow dropping 123 and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ setting fresh record highs, gaining 15 and 159 points respectively. Shares of sports betting companies DraftKings and FanDuel parent Flutter Entertainment slid into the red today, losing 0.9 and 0.1% each. That's in line with Federal Trade Commission's inquiry into the Department of Justice, alleging possible unlawful anti-competitive conduct by both companies. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with SkyRizzy to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. SkyRizzy, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy today and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Dan Campbell reminds me a lot like the 2017 coaching version of Doug Peterson, as both were unapologetically aggressive in their decision-making. Doug won a Super Bowl because of it, and Dan has a great chance to do so as well. And even if some of those decisions he makes are extremely questionable, you put up with them because the Detroit Lions would be nowhere close to contending to win a championship without Coach Campbell's philosophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free, explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We'd love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Supreme Court oral arguments over the question of Tennessee's ban on hormone therapy for gender transition for minors and why I think the Supreme Court is very likely to uphold that law. We also talked about the huge field of candidates for Congressional District 1. That primary is going to be massive. And three new offers for OLF 8, $30, $40, and $42.5 million, respectively. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
It's time to give peace a chance, and today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 923, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price just cranking out those tunes tonight.
Yes.
One hit after another. There you go. Soccer. Yeah, we do have soccer. NAIA Women's Soccer Tournament, kind of winding down somewhat. The semifinals set tomorrow. Game one has SCAD, Savannah, Georgia matching up against the College of Idaho. They'll kick that went off at 1. Game 2, the Seahawks of Kaiser, Florida will face the Cougars of Columbia, Missouri. They'll kick that off at 4. And, of course, we're talking about Ashton Brosnahan is where they're doing this. And great soccer action. If you want, you can still purchase tickets in advance online at PensacolaSports.org. Or you can go just directly to the tournament, walk up there and give them your money, and they're going to say, come on in. Just come on here.
It is really that easy.
Did you see that game, the NFL game last night between the Packers and Detroit?
Unfortunately, no. Didn't see it until I saw the final. And it seems like I missed out on something beautiful.
Yeah, it was a great game. It really was. Dan Campbell's fourth down gamble.
Of course, I did see that.
The coach,
heard about that.
Detroit helped Lions best the Packers 34-31, clinch playoffs. So we're talking about NFL this afternoon, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Week 14 of the NFL season kicking off with two of the top teams in the NFL going head-to-head in a division matchup. More from this with Fox Sports.
It was a back-and-forth contest on Thursday Night Football between the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, but the Lions have come out on top once again.
Play fake to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Tim Patrick again!
Courtesy of Prime Video, Lions receiver Tim Patrick leading the way with two touchdowns, his first NFL score since 2021, as Detroit wins it 34-31. The Lions have clinched a playoff spot for the second year in a row and improved to 12-1 on the season. This also marks their 11th straight win, which sets a franchise record for the longest win streak. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
541, News Radio 92.3. I need to add this in here because I'm really concerned about Randy Moss.
Sounds like we should be.
What a great football player he was. Pro Football's Hall of Famer Randy Moss going on hiatus as an NFL analyst for ESPN due to health reasons. Jared Max has more on the story.
Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss is battling a serious health condition that will take him away from his TV job at ESPN for now. The network announced that Moss will step away from Sunday NFL Countdown for an extended time to focus on a personal health challenge. Randy Moss is 47 years old. He posted a video on Instagram Sunday.
I'm battling something, man, and it's something internal. Your boy gonna get through it. I got a great team of doctors and got a great family around me, man. So all you men, man, y'all do your checkups, get your blood work done, and we'll work through it, all right?
On ESPN last Sunday, Randy Moss noted that people had been asking about his eyes, which appeared yellowish the week before. Now he is taking an extended leave from ESPN to focus on his health. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, hepatitis?
Yeah, could be jaundice. Yellow eyes could also...
He could be the Grinch?
Okay. Yellow eyes could also symbolize liver issues. Yeah,
Of course it is. So, cirrhosis of the liver?
Right. So we've... that's... If that is what's giving him trouble, best of luck.
We're just speculating. That's,
this is all speculation.
Not that we have a crystal ball on this thing. We don't.
Right.
All we both can agree on, we hope he gets better.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I want to go back to this Lions game real quick. Chris, I told you earlier, Dan Campbell, if I'm not mistaken, he has now led the Lions to back-to-back 12-win seasons, and in the decades before these past couple years, they only had one 12-win season to their name. And it's so fun because not only are they an underdog story historically, but the Lions, they seem like they have such great chemistry. These guys... it was, you know, when they were eating the Thanksgiving turkey, when they won their Thanksgiving game over the Bears, or when they were in the locker room and David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs were on each side of Jared Goff. And, you know, they were saying, hey, what's your favorite things about each of these guys? And just you see their personalities mesh really well. And then we heard in that recap, Tim Patrick, if I'm not mistaken, he went to Utah years ago. I followed Utah football for years. Phenomenal talent. So, I mean, they've got such a great team, and they're so fun to watch on and off the field.
I told you that if the Saints were not actively involved in the playoffs or things like that, I was pulling for Detroit.
I'm the same way with the Steelers. Steelers are looking good, obviously, but if they do not win, Lions all the way.
And every single reason you just gave that makes watching Detroit an exciting team.
Yeah, they're fun.
They are. They're just having a great time. Winning's on. Well, it's always easier when you're winning, but they've got a heck of a team.
They do.
They really, really do. Okay, here's another story I want to kind of address you to. If you go to the News Radio 92.3 website or on our app, it's all about cold weather. And what we're talking about here as cold weather moves into our area, remember the four P's. Did they ever teach you about the four P's?
Depends on what they are.
Pets, people, pipes, and plants.
Haven't heard that acronym, but I do know to look after those things throughout cold weather times.
All right. Just keep your pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent frozen busted pipes. Air temperatures below 30 degrees will also result in damage to sensitive crops and plants. So it's a pretty good idea to cover those plants or just bring the darn things inside.
Gosh.
That's your four P's, and you can read all about it on the app or at the website.
Yeah, if you need a recap. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Also, just as a parting note from me here on sports before we get into traffic and weather together, I talked about some of the conference title games we have tonight in the college football scene. Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State getting underway in 15 minutes. At 7, you'll have UNLV, Boise State, and Tulane Army. But Saturday's slate, number 16, Iowa State, and number 15, Arizona State, deciding the Big 12 champ there. Also have number 5, Georgia, and number 2, Texas, and number 3, Penn State, number 1, Oregon, in the SEC and Big 10 title games, respectively. No matter what happens in those two games, all four of those teams are making the playoffs. Most impactful, without a doubt, number 17, Clemson, number 5, SMU. SMU trying to keep the underdog story going. Clemson trying to fall in butt backwards last moment. And if SMU loses close, there's some people kind of weighing an argument. Okay, could they have an argument to get in over Bama? But that's neither here nor there. And lastly, we got Ohio and Miami of Ohio, along with Marshall and Louisiana. Those are the MAC and Sun Belt title games.
Okay, if you drive a Honda, listen to me. Something you need to know about the car manufacturer is recalling nearly 206,000 SUVs here in the U.S. because the fuel filler neck can separate from the filler pipe in a crash. And then, of course, if the gasoline leaks, you know, the chance of a fire grows enormously there. The recall covers certain 2023 and 2024 passports and some 2023 through 2025 pilots. And we still have a hard time getting a grasp of this. The folks over at Honda saying, well, we'll issue the alert and we'll mail those out next month. Wait a minute. You're doing this. This is an impending situation right now.
Right.
Why am I waiting a month to get to know about this? They need to up the game a little bit and let people know, especially if you're driving those Hondas I was telling you about, to get those things fixed.
Mm.
Dangerous situation.
It, for sure. All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Still have some issues there. Same if you're traveling eastbound on 90, coming from Dogwood Drive into downtown. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. We did have an accident report earlier this hour near the Love's gas station on Garson Point Road. Be on the lookout for that. There was an accident causing congestion going both ways there. As for the weather, 49 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend's going to be warmer, high of 60, low of 47 on Saturday. And then Sunday, huge uptick, high of 69, low of 61.
Here's a story that's kind of unraveling. Doesn't look so good if you want to head back to the moon. Space enthusiasts hoping to see the U.S. send Americans back to the moon will have to wait a bit longer. Here's Charlie Painter with more on this.
Astronauts hoping to reach for the stars are facing roadblocks on their next trips to the final frontier. This as NASA reveals its plans to push back upcoming missions around and to the surface of the moon. The Artemis II mission was set for fall of 2025 and would have sent four astronauts around the moon and back. The new target date is now projected for April of 2026. Meanwhile, the Artemis III project now hopes to see two astronauts land on the moon by at least 2027. Chandley Painter, Fox News.
All righty. And we always try to get you your stock numbers every hour. Wall Street closed mixed today to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow falling 123 points to 44,642. S&P 500 adding 15 to 6090. And the NASDAQ rose 159 points to 19,859.
Stop paying for Christmas music.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty definite decision to make here. You don't have to pay those satellite distribution companies to hear Christmas music when you can get your Christmas music selection absolutely free. Check out Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5. They are cranking out the tunes, and listen, I'm still listening to it, and it is still just going, wow, the traditional music along with the newer stuff, they mix it up real nicely here. Get into the holiday spirit this season while running your errands, maybe heading to work or coming home from work, or maybe just hanging out with your family or friends. So whether you're into the Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, just turn that radio to Pensacola Christmas Radio 94.5.
All righty. And consumer sentiment improving in December despite a jump in inflation fears. The University of Michigan's early reading for the month rose 3% from November. Meanwhile, the one-year outlook for inflation rose to its highest level since last summer. Democrats voiced the most concerns that post-election policy changes, including tariff hikes, will likely rekindle inflation.
All right. How would you like to have to do battle with a polar bear?
Wouldn't love it.
You know, it would be one-sided. I'm going to tell you that right.
Thanks for keeping me in check here.
I think I will bet on the bear. First of all my money goes down on the bear. But there's a guy who did battle with a northern Canadian polar bear after it lunged at his wife. Ooh. It's a brave guy here. Well, could be brave, could be a little on the questionable side. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
Police describe it as an ambush attack on the woman by the bear in rural Ontario. They say the couple was out looking for their dogs when the wife was attacked by the bear in their driveway. Nishwabe Oski police say the husband jumped onto the back of the bear, which turned its attention toward him, mauling his arms and legs. A neighbor then came to the rescue, shooting the bear several times, killing it. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Yeah, Canada is a very, especially depending on where you can be, it is a very wildlife-y place. You know, they always joke about you having to worry about, like, a moose or something. And yeah, let me tell you something, a moose can be mean. You'll see footage of that stuff as well, especially if it's mating season. You got to look out for things like that. But, yeah, bear, I appreciate the husband's actions and the neighbors as well. Always good to have a gun on you because you never know what's going to happen.
I always like the western side of Canada. Vancouver is my favorite. just in terms of being absolutely just beautiful up there. But man, those Bears, like you said, they're there.
Yeah. And as I said, I think, you know, jumping on the back of the Bear, I know it said he had his arms and legs mauled. But to be fair, if you are going to try to attack slash distract the Bear, I can only imagine that's your best course of action, because at least then you're behind it, you know? But gosh, man, that does take a lot of bravery. Guy probably just sprung into action in the moment.
Not even thinking about it.
Right.
Just probably.
Just panicked.
Boom. Reaction.
But nonetheless, hey, it seems like, long story short, it somewhat worked out. So good for him. And as I said, props to the neighbor there as well. All right, just about 5:52. We will take one last quick break. When we return, got a judge in Southern Cali granting former movie producer Harvey Weinstein an expedited trial. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saint.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh,
well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about that you've all been.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. That's one of the songs I heard on Christmas 94.5.
Yes.
The other day. It was just great. Sounded really good stuff. And there you go.
The Beach Boys.
Absolutely. Just a great song that is. Hey, hope you're having a great Friday afternoon. Thanks for taking us along on that ride home. We do appreciate that. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, in with you, Pensacola Right Now. As cold temperatures move into the air, remember the folks, you got to bundle up because it's going to get a little. I missed what was going to be the lowest. Was it 38 or something tonight?
Tonight's low is, 38.
Jeez, I'm Pete's. We're going to do the parade tomorrow. You're doing the Navarre and
Milton.
And the Milton Parade. What's going to be the forecast for the parades tomorrow?
I think Milton and Navarre aren't going to be too different from Pensacola. Don't think there's much rainfall, or any rainfall for that matter, expected. It is expected to be perhaps a little bit chillier, quote unquote.
In other words, should I wear my long underwear when I'm walking in that parade tomorrow night?
At night, yeah, probably. When the sun goes down. Yeah, because tomorrow's low in Pensacola is 47. I can't imagine it's any higher in Milton or Navarre. Or Milton in our case.
Oh, my gosh. Here's a story on Madonna. No, not that Madonna. There's two Madonnas.
There is.
Yes, there is. There's two Madonnas. The story of the Madonna will make its way to Netflix. And Fox's Michelle Pollino tells y'all about it.
Mary traces the remarkable journey of the woman who gave birth to Jesus when King Herod, played by Anthony Hopkins, orders a murderous hunt for her newborn baby. Mary and Joseph go on the run, bound by faith and driven by courage to save his life at all costs.
You are to have a son.
But it's not possible.
All things are possible.
Director DJ Caruso told Fox News Digital he wanted to make a film focused on Mary because he felt she was an overlooked part of the nativity story with an inspiring and very human story to tell. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty, a couple minutes past 5:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Did have a texter letting us know that there was an accident on the intersection of Mobile Highway and Fairfield Drive, and it does appear that there are some slightly congested traffic in that area, but they have been keeping me updated saying that it is clearing out. Also have some problems on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not much that should be holding you up for too long outside of maybe Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, said it was going to be chilly tomorrow, especially in the evening. Well, right now, it's chilly this evening. 49 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 60, low of 47. Sunday, we'll see some temperatures upticking, high of 69 and low of 61.
My good friends over at Cordova Rotary, teaming up with Gulf Coast Kids House, they're doing their annual Pancakes with Santa holiday market tomorrow morning. Get up and go over there and participate. Starts at 8 a.m., goes to about 11. The family event will take place in East Hill. So put that on your list. So many things going on this weekend.
Yeah. And mentioned this before the break. A judge in Southern California granting former movie producer Harvey Weinstein an expedited trial. Weinstein's in prison in New York and was transferred to Bellevue Hospital prison ward on Monday after his lawyer said he suffered an alarming blood test that required emergency treatment. He faces a lawsuit alleging sexual battery, false imprisonment, negligence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And his attorneys asked the Santa Monica Superior Court judge to consider their 72-year-old's health in granting a speedy trial. The suit is brought by a woman who helped bring about a conviction for a 2013 sexual assault that happened at a hotel in Beverly Hills, for which Weinstein was sentenced to 16 years in prison. And in a separate conviction in New York, he's been sentenced to 23 years.
Okay, over at the United Way of West Florida, getting pretty darn busy this time of year. The holidays increase the number of calls into their 211 hotline. That hotline, by the way, is key to helping people for anything from maybe paying a bill to putting food on the table and even domestic violence intervention. Hopefully you don't have to go through that. Looking for further help, call 211 to receive an updated list of local organizations who could actually help you out. So that 211 could be a very important call.
Absolutely. All righty. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 5 o'clock hour in the books. We'll get you one final rundown of everything happening in your world to finish off this work week in probably about 12 minutes or so. And when we do return, we've got President-elect Trump's his choice for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, an update on whether he'll withdraw his name from consideration. Spoiler alert, he will not. That and more coming up.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.